this month, the National Breast Cancer Foundation will help people run their very own Pink Ribbon Breakfast, a way for communities to get together and raise funds for the prevention and cure of a disease which affects more than 1 in 8 Australian women. Joining us to talk about how you can run your own Pink Ribbon Breakfast this Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I'm joined by Dr. Chris Pettigrew, Director of Research and Investment at the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So, Chris, the Pink Ribbon Breakfast is your biggest annual fundraiser. What does it involve?
Look, it involves just people in the community hosting their own breakfast. This happens all across the country. We have thousands of breakfasts that the people in the community are hosting on our behalf.
Mm-hmm. And if I were to run one of these breakfasts myself, what would it kind of involve?
It would involve breakfast, mm-hmm. and it would involve you just inviting your friends, your family, people in your neighborhood, workplace or school, wherever, and get them to come along and register on our website.
Mm-hmm. And so what's the focus of this year's campaign?
Look, the focus of this year's campaign is really to raise funds towards those areas, the breast cancer types that really need to be addressed to improve outcomes. So these are things like triple negative breast cancer or metastatic breast cancer or early detection as well.
Mm-hmm. And so how prevalent is breast cancer still in modern society? I mean, we have 1 in 8 Australian women still suffering from it, but sort of how widespread is it?
Oh, yeah, you're absolutely right. It's 1 in 8 women, and it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer in Australia, which is quite staggering. And while this equates to 50 women being diagnosed each day. Mm-hmm. And of those, each day, 8 women will lose their lives to breast cancer. So it's quite a significant impact on society in Australia. And even though survival rates have improved up to 91% for breast cancer, the diagnosis rates are increasing each year as well. So we're actually seeing more women dying from breast cancer, even though that survival rate is going up.
Right, because the overall number of people who are suffering from breast cancer is going up.
Correct, yep.
And so when should women start going regularly to get breast cancer screenings?
So breast cancer screening provided through BreastScreen, it generally happens for women above 50. But if there are particular risk factors that are identified for any individual, they can certainly access that service earlier. It's really a case of going to your doctor and checking your risk profile and whether that's a valuable thing to do for you.
Mm-hmm. And we also forget that sometimes breast cancer is something that can affect men as well. Should men also be thinking about prevention?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. So about one male every 2 days or so in Australia is diagnosed with breast cancer as well. Unfortunately, things like BreastScreen don't really work for men. So it's really a case of just keeping an eye on things. And if you feel a lump that's not going away, then getting it checked out.
Mm-hmm. And Chris, how much are you hoping to raise for this year's campaign?
Personally, I'm hoping to raise as much as possible. I think our fundraising team are aiming to hit around $1.5 million, which will all go towards funding game-changing research here in Australia.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning to talk about it.
Thanks for having me, Sam.
Absolutely. And that was Dr. Chris Pettigrew, Director of Research and Investment at the National Breast Cancer Foundation.